Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August the 12th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 14 cents at 573 and a quarter. September wheat up 26 and a half cents at 573 and a half. And November beans up a penny at 1341. The meal was up $2. Oil was down 2 ticks. New crop beans were down 3.5 cents. Obviously, the reports were friendly, but we didn't close really anywhere near our highs out here, which makes it a little bit suspect. The corn finished 21 off its highs. The beans finished 28 off their highs, so it wasn't quite as good as it could have been. The wheat was 8-9 off its highs, but the wheat wasn't bad out here. The reports showing a decrease of 415 million bushels in corn production, with the yield being down to 174.6. That's down almost 4.9 bushels. That was a surprise. But the carryouts, you know, was down 190 at 1.242 billion, but it wasn't under 1.2. I think a lot of people were thinking it was going to be close to a billion. That didn't happen. The beans were left unchanged. I thought that was a little bit bearish. Production on the beans was down 66 million, but again, they left the carryouts unchanged. Yield was down 8-tenths of a bushel. The wheat was probably the friendliest. Production down 49 million bushels, but the wheat stocks were cut 38 million bushels, and the world crop was down 12.7. So that's a pretty big drop in the world stocks, which kept the wheat strong all day. We kind of had the reaction, I thought, we'd have the knee jerk higher, and then the pros would come in and sell it. They did that within the first 10 or 12 minutes after the report, and we broke pretty hard. The beans actually traded lower after the report. They rallied about 2-3 cents in the last minute or two to avoid the lower close, but still not a great close by any stretch of the imagination. We're starting to see exports pick up, which is a good thing. But I think the big key from this, or the big takeaway from this report, is the fact that I believe that the USDA is way too low on their yields on corn and beans. Now, there are other people that would disagree with me out here, but I think these rains in August have done an awful lot of good in really helping these crops, corn and beans. I would be absolutely shocked if corn wasn't 1 to 2 bushels higher next month and the beans weren't a bushel or so higher next month. So, you know, I think these rains have done a tremendous amount of good. But we have to keep in mind, this report was as of August 1st, and in the last 12 days, we've had an awful lot of rain. So I think the corn and beans, if they've seen their highs again, I think there's a good chance they have. The wheat's a different matter with these world stocks so low. But, you know, we just have too strong of a dollar, and it just means the world's going to go other places for the wheat. There's still a carryout at 279 million metric tons of wheat. So it's not like we're running out of wheat anytime soon. But certainly the carryouts and production numbers are low enough that, we can see wheat stay firm relative to corn and beans, which is what I think is going to happen out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.